Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 28, and we're reading verses 1 to 8.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples.
Our focus is on verse 6. Come and see the place where he lay. This is an invitation that is still available. Many people have gone to what is said to be the site of the empty tomb of Jesus and looked in. Yet all they see is an empty tomb. But this is an invitation that needs faith, not a tour guide. With faith, we don't see an empty tomb, but a risen Saviour. Listen again to what the angel says. "He is not here. He has risen. Just like he said. Hallelujah." In his resurrection, just as before, Jesus invites all who have need to come to him. It's personal. You is implied. You come, you see, because encountering the risen Jesus has to be personal. The place where he lay is no longer occupied. Not lying on cold stone, but now risen, ascended and glorified, Jesus is seated on the throne of heaven. From there he will come again to bring resurrection life for all who wait for him. So let's come, let's look, and let's live in the reality of his resurrection today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the reality of the empty tomb and the assurance of your resurrection. We praise you that because of your resurrection, we too will be raised from the dead when you come again, as we trust in you. In your name we thank you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.